Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
In the days before internet and Facebook, when only the rich had phones, the eldest boy of a large family was 15. He'd been reading some of the trashy novels and fallen into the belief that he could make his fortune if he left home. So he did, at 15. His story is told in BibleStudyTools.com. The mum eagerly used to look for letters from that boy. She sent the kids to the post office to see if there was a letter from him, but they would return with the sad news, no letter. In the evenings, the kids used to sit with their mum around the fireplace and they'd all talk about memories of their father, who'd passed away. But the moment the name of the 15-year-old brother was mentioned, the mum would hush them into silence. Some nights, when the wind was very high and the house, which was on a hill, would tremble at every gust, the voice of that mother was raised in prayer for that wanderer who had treated her so unkindly. On one Thanksgiving day, she set a place for him at the table, thinking he'd return home. No sign. Well, her family grew up and her other boys eventually left home. One brother moved to the big city and sent letters all over the country to try and find him. But alas, not a trace of him. They looked for him in every store. The prodigal brother had a special identifying mark on his face, but no sign of him anywhere. Then the news came one day. The prodigal brother had returned. One day, when his mother was sitting at the door, a stranger was seen coming towards the house. And when he came to the door, he stopped. His mother didn't know him. He stood there with folded arms and a great long beard, tears trickling down his face. When his mother saw those tears, she cried, "It's my lost son," and entreated him to come in. But he stood still. "No, mother," he said. "I will not come in till I hear first that you've forgiven me." As D.L. Moody poses the question, do you believe she wasn't willing to forgive him? Do you think she was likely to keep him standing there for long or start hurling abuse at him? No. She rushed over to him and threw her arms around him and breathed forgiveness. If you ask God to be merciful to you, if you ask him for forgiveness, although your life has been bad, he won't keep you waiting for very long for a loving answer. And that answer breathes peace and relief into your life. I'm Aaron Wright.